All right, okay, here. If you could be known for only one thing, what would it be?
I love cooking. I know a lot of people wouldn't even think of that, but I actually love cooking, and I start with the idea in mind, and what ends up on the table is usually different, and my kids usually love it. So thank goodness they eat everything that I put in front of them. But yeah, my cooking. I hope my kids will remember that forever.
All right, cooking is amazing. That's the next teacher I want to get. I've been getting teachers through South America and it's really, really cheap. I want to learn Argentine cooking. So cooking is amazing. My son does it. He cooks stuff from all over the world. You know how to cook, enriches the entire family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's the greatest lesson in leadership you've learned as an entrepreneur?
You know, one thing that I learned much younger in my career that still holds true today in my entrepreneur days is attitude over aptitude. It holds true every single time. I hire for attitude because I can teach them the things if they have the right attitude, the right growth mindset. So, attitude over aptitude.
Beautiful. Okay, so Divya, what personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success?
I would say gaining perspectives from different point of views. You know, you start out with a point of view from a leadership, and then you kind of build and ask your team for different point of views. So the differentiating moment for me in leadership is really understanding perspectives from different point of view and then making a decision. Now, that decision may still be what you thought originally was good, but you took care of all the inputs and made sure you involved everybody in the process.
Huge. All right, so now let's mix it up a little bit. I've got these random question cards.
Oh,
Could be
wonderful.
anything, could be anything from the prosaic to the profound. Tell me when to stop cutting the deck.
You can stop now.
All right, top of the deck. What are your simple pleasures?
I like to work out. So for me, that is just a very basic thing. If I can get a workout in, it just puts a smile on my face, more than it usually is. I'm just excited and energized even further.
Huge. I love that. Gotta have that. Without health, you have nothing, 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 nothing. Can you give us a tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today?
Be really clear about your goals. So, if you do not know where you're going, you will not be able to take step towards those goals. So, just be really clear about your goals.
Can you name a book that's helped to forge you as a leader and as an entrepreneur? And tell us why.
So, it's the newest book that I'm reading, and it's called 10X is Better Than 2X. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs, especially in real estate, have heard of that book. Now, the one thing I really like about that book is it takes me back to my corporate environment where you have small teams of five people, but now when you're expanding to a team of 100, you have to think differently. And the same thing kind of applies in real estate. So when you're managing a single family home, you would think about things differently. So the 10X to, 10X is better than 2X really pulls you up and has you think about your strengths and then the areas where you can really get help from other people that you can hire.
And if you could send us out with a quote to help forge our listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs.
I'd say mindset really matters. It is really important what you think about. So be really careful about what you're feeding your mind. It is really important. You know, we think about feeding just from a food perspective, but think about what you're feeding your mind, body, and soul. Really important.
It reminds me of some great advice from my grandfather. That don't let anything get on your skin and be really careful what you allow to make a habit. So yeah, good, great stuff. Huge, huge. And I'll turn it around and we can make this eight then. If you'd like to ask me a question, I'll let you turn the tables.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that was intriguing when you had asked me to be on this podcast is your focus had shifted not just from real estate, but towards leadership. Can you tell me a little bit kind of why that shift and, what sparked that interest for you?
Yeah, so I feel that entrepreneurship is one of the great proving grounds for leadership talent. And I know that it's expanded my life immeasurably. If you're listening to the second part of the interview, if you haven't seen the first yet, we talked a lot about the differences between corporate world and entrepreneurship. I think it's just huge. I think there are so many people out there who maybe feel a little lost in the corporate environment, but entrepreneurship is a completely different world. And for me, it just literally changed my life. I want to share that message with everyone. So
Wonderful.
I want to thank you for that question. And I want to thank you for coming on the show, Divya. You've shared an extraordinary wealth of knowledge and information with our audience. I just want to make sure everybody can contact you. So what is the best way to reach out to Divya Smith?
So I am pretty active on LinkedIn. So you can follow me on LinkedIn. You can also email me at divya@ascendingavenue.com, or you can check out my website at www.ascendingavenue.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.